We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, April 7th. In October of 1604, a brilliant new star blazed to life in the constellation Ophiuchus. It was bright enough to see in the daytime for weeks. German astronomer Johannes Kepler kept a close eye on it until it faded from the night sky in 1606. So today it's known as Kepler's supernova. It's the last known supernova in the Milky Way galaxy. A space telescope has been keeping a close eye on the aftermath of that event for the past 25 years. That's revealed a lot about the supernova and the environment around it. The supernova flared to life when a stellar corpse known as a white dwarf tipped above its weight limit. The star either stole gas from a companion star or it merged with another white dwarf. Either way, the star was blasted to bits. The explosion expelled a huge cloud of debris, a nebula that today spans about a light year. It's extremely hot, so it produces a lot of X-rays. Chandra X-ray Observatory has taken many looks at the nebula. It's found that one side of it is expanding at about 2% of the speed of light. The opposite side is moving only one-third that fast. The slower side is also hotter. That's because it's running into more gas and dust around the nebula. Chandra will keep an eye on the nebula for as long as it can, telling us much more about the violent death of a star. The nebula is at the southern edge of Ophiuchus. At dawn tomorrow, it's to the upper right of the moon. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.